Yeah. That's the sound. That's the sound of getting it done here on the Locked On Browns podcast. G. Bush, Jeff Lloyd, you know, first segment, we just going to get it right off into it, man. Elijah Moore and Andrew Berry pulling the rabbit out of the hat again. He must have heard your boy G. Bush yelling and screaming over here. And I will tell you, AB, you satisfied me here, bro. We'll talk about that coming up as well. We'll get to the second segment. We'll look into this and talk about the difference between the Browns getting him, Elijah Moore, and Jerry Jeudy. We'll talk about the pros of getting a guy like Elijah Moore and still having some draft capital left over. We'll get into that as well. And then we'll also get into the Anthony Walker decision today. We missed that a little bit today, Jeff. Anthony Walker decided to come back after taking a visit with the Washington Commanders. He's in the mix as well. He's back with the Browns on a one-year deal. So we got a lot of breaking news here to drop to you for the Locked On Browns podcast. Keep it locked. You don't want to miss this one.
You are Locked On Browns, your daily Cleveland Browns podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, your daily delivery of all things Dog Pound LGB on the LOB, the Locked On Browns podcast, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Your host, Jeff Lloyd, at Jeff underscore LJ underscore Lloyd. Of course, from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, the Barber Shop, 8 to 12, 92.3 The Fan Saturday mornings, Mr. Garrett Bush at G Bush 91. This episode is brought to you by the FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of the NFL. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/lockedon today to get started. As the man said, and a little preface here. Just remember the episode we did yesterday, the most recent Locked On Browns episode. Every time Jerry Jeudy was mentioned, just imagine that the name Elijah Moore was actually supposed to be said instead. Look, pretty simple. Look, we get the news here this afternoon. You know, Mecole Hardman finally makes his decision going to the Jets for, you know, up to $6.5 million. And I got to be honest, you know, once Joe Douglas in the Jets office is getting off the phone with the league offices, hey, it's done. We've agreed to it. The fax is sent, da-da-da-da-da-da. There's got to be some lady, you know, we'll call her Ophelia. Joe. Andrew Berry's online too. Look, we've been talking about this for months, man. Elijah Moore. Obviously, now you got Mecole Hardman. You now just brought in a third wide receiver since you drafted this kid. There ain't no way you're keeping him. There ain't no way you're going to make this work. What do we got to do to get this done? Get this put to bed today. Browns acquire wide receiver Elijah Moore. We'll get to the specifics of it. And again, Andrew Berry, there's got to be. We always talk about these guys being nerds, analytic. Dude, he always finds a way to swoop in, get a deal done, and basically says, oh, and by the way, you pay for the tab. Like, and somehow, some way, again, like he went in here, they ate his steak, drank two glasses of red wine, and suddenly walked out and said, you got to check on this one. Because the Browns, nothing changed for them. As much as we like Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore costs significantly less. He's 1 year younger. The both of them are in the same situation right now where there's 2 years of team control left. There is no fifth-year option when you're talking about Elijah Moore because he wasn't a first-round pick, obviously. Cheap money here, formerly the number 34 overall pick of the 2021 draft class. We wouldn't shut up about him in those days. We couldn't shut up about him. The problem was is drafting him where they took Greg Newsom, that was probably too high. They traded up in round two and took Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Elijah Moore was already off the board. Guy runs a 4.34. His feet are nasty. You think Amari Cooper runs good routes, guys? You are going to be wowed and amazed when you see this guy. He's on par with Jerry Jeudy. He's on par. The situation, and look, it's understandable. And look, for a guy to get jealous when you were just drafted, then they go out and they draft Garrett Wilson. Okay, that's fine. there's a little jealousy there inside you, but I'm going to strive. I'm going to play. And it's Joe Flacco. It's Zach Wilson. It's Mike White. It's, you know, Billy, the guy who, you know, empties the garbage can Saturday night. So they're all ready for Sunday. He played a quarterback in a Thursday night football game for the Jets. It turned into a tornado of a situation. Elijah Moore got caught up into it. Now what happens? Everything's supposed to be good. You sign Alan Lazard. Aaron Rodgers is coming. He's probably bringing some of his own people with him. Now, today, you go out and you sign Mecole Hardman. Kid just wants to play. He wants his opportunity. The Browns, you get this done. You still have a life after Amari Cooper. You don't have to normally say that Amari Cooper cannot be a part of this team in 2024 because Elijah Moore is still going to be making dirt cheap money. B, chef's kiss. G, chef's kiss. Beautifully done today.
Man, I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you what. If it take that type of energy and rhetoric to get these types of moves from Andrew Berry, hey, call me the bad guy. Hey, listen, I'll be the scapegoat. Call me the bad guy because listen, boy, you and Jeff Ben wasn't Elijah Moore. Jeff was going to his house. He had been he was stalking him. He's like, yo, we need more. I'm like, listen, bro, they not giving him up, Jeff. And lo and behold, when Mecole Hardman, when he pulled the trigger on that, the first thing I thought about, I tweeted like, dang, man, we wanted to get Mecole Hardman. And it was like, refresh your page, G. Bush. I said, what you mean refresh my page? I refreshed the page. Elijah Moore has been traded to the Cleveland Browns. And I said, oh, well, never mind. I didn't mean that then. I think Elon Musk make you pay for to take the tweets down. So, like, I ain't paying that. So I just left it up there. But I'm going to tell you what, all jokes aside, though, man, to get this guy, and he has way more game. He has a lot more left in his game to develop. And that's the scary good part about the situation is because he's young, he's a burner, he can get vertical, he solves a lot of the different things that we were missing, and he's going to get an opportunity to come here to run the routes nobody else is going to run. The routes that he's going to run, them is big boy routes. These are called production routes. Amari Cooper, DPJ, move the chains. This guy is a guy that you can give the ball, he could go the distance on him. So a shout out to Andrew Berry. And just for the simple fact of he got this for basically trading down 30 spots. He just simply, basically the trade went, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you our two, but you're going to give us that three back. The difference between the two of them is 30 picks. So basically you traded down from number two all the way to the third round to get a guy like this. And the crazy thing about it is he's getting less than $2 million the last 2 years of his deal. Like he's on this year, he's getting like less than $2 million. That's crazy when you talk about that. So for me, we were talking about it before. Just think what your 11 personnel looking like right now, Jeff. That 11 personnel right now, Elijah Moore in the slot moving around. You got Donovan Peoples-Jones on one side, Amari Cooper on the other side, and you still got guys like David Bell, who now looks a lot better. People say, well, why wouldn't you want to talk to David Bell before you got Elijah Moore? Because here, David Bell as my fourth receiver, I like. Because guess what? David Bell on the fourth corner, I'll take that. See, it's all about the matchup numbers. But I will say this, man. It's a good move. The Browns got better today. They got a guy back. We'll talk about a little bit later in the second half of this podcast. But great job. I'm looking forward to it. And I think for the first time we can say we are excited during free agency.
You look at all the moves added up here, and look, it was always wide receiver here. You know, what are you going to do? And this is what made it tough. Look, it's not like there was a list of names out there in free agency. You said, boom, boom, gold, 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 gold. Paris Campbell, $3 million. Mecole Hardman had to wait damn near, almost 2 weeks to get any notice here and finally get his deal done. So you had to look at guys, that were currently on rosters. Jerry Jeudy, can you plug him out of there? Elijah Moore, and credit to Mary Kay Cabot because she didn't stop. She didn't stop. Mary, look, Elijah Moore, Elijah, I don't know. Mary's always got obviously some eyes, and some ears within that building. And, you know, and she was one as soon as Mecole Hardman came out, and it even made me think of it because I put the tweet out and she just said, you know, I'm just going to drop this here because I got a little work to do, but you get a player in here. And look, the kid's got stones. You know, you go back to his days at Ole Miss, he's going and putting up almost the same amount of production as all three of those Alabama wide receivers. This guy put up like 13 for like 240 against Alabama. This is, you are playing pro football players in that game. Almost every one of those guys on the defense for Alabama that day is in the NFL or is playing professional football somehow, some way. You got a baller here. He's nasty from the slot, jet sweeps, can get deep. Route running is ridiculous. I agree. You want to go 10 personnel? Nobody's covered David Bell because you worry about everybody else. You ain't covering, you're not covering David Bell, who, you know, is a pretty accomplished guy, you know, coming into the NFL last year. Certainly didn't work out the best for him. But still a thought process here, you know, that he can probably be the one that rises above those other guys. Fantastic, fantastic job. We're going to get more to the ins and outs of the deal itself, where it leaves the Browns here. And we're going to get the third segment because you want to know what? Coach slash starting middle linebacker is back in town as well. Jeff Lloyd, G. Bush, your latest Locked On Browns. The midway point of the NBA season is here, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to individual point scores, three-pointers drained. You're going to sit down for a ball game, 2.5 hours committed to it. Go with the same game parlay. Pick 3, 4, 5 bets that you like. You only got to put down a small amount because the amount of bets you've got, if they all hit, you're getting a big, big payout. So don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That is FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Welcome back to Locked On Browns podcast. G. Bush, Jeff Lloyd in there in the building. Make sure you definitely follow us, and definitely we will appreciate everybody who takes time to make Locked On Browns your first listen of each and every day. Big time news day. Two big moves. Obviously, we talked about Elijah Moore. We'll get to a little bit about the guy in the middle coming back as well, Anthony Walker, in that next segment. But, Jeff, let's take a look at some of the stuff that it cost us, right? So when you look at this trade, you look at the trade, the third-year receiver, Elijah Moore, they given up the 42nd pick. That's what the Browns gave up. And they're also getting the Jets number 74 in the third round in return. And so you look at it in the net, as a net, you know, over under, basically what they did is they ended up, dropping 30 picks below, in the second round to go be available to get, you know, just to trade the second and third. So you only lose about 30 picks. The Browns still get, a third round pick of theirs. They still get the third round pick of the Jets. And they end up taking a guy who has been solid throughout his career. Obviously, you know, the Jets have had quarterback problems. But on skill set alone and upside, this guy is a guy that the Browns definitely needed. He caught 37 passes for 446 and one touchdown last year. He became, you know, evident he became available when they got Mecole Hardman. The Jets had drafted him in the second round out of Ole Miss, but he asked to be traded before the deadline the last season. And the Browns were one of the teams who tried to acquire him. A source said the Jets denied the request, but Moore didn't have the season that he expected after a promising rookie year. And as a rookie, he had better yards and stats in his rookie year than he did last year. Moore caught 43 passes for 538 yards, 5 touchdowns, and his production dropped off in 2022. Jeff, with these raw skills and ability, and a guy that the skill set that really complements what the Browns have already, do you believe that you know, the compensation was just, and do you feel like the Browns came out of the better of the two between the Browns and the Jets in this trade?
I think, and this is probably where it changed probably, I don't want to say drastically, but it changed, you know, today with the news of Mecole Hardman. obviously, maybe, you know, the Browns obviously were in this. You know, look, Mary Kay Cabot doesn't say things to just say them. So to keep saying Elijah Moore, Elijah Moore, Elijah Moore, there was definitely, you know, smoke to that fire, so, you know, type of thing. But for Elijah Moore, there's no way the Jets go back. You could go back from this. You don't have a player going into year three and looking around saying, you just brought in three guys who do the same job I do. So for me, my thinking was, is this is maybe what the offer, the Browns were trying to float here. Look, we'll give you 42. We'll take Elijah Moore. We're going to take some draft capital back. Maybe the Jets were balking. And then when the news breaks about Mecole Hardman, Andrew Berry says, who you kidding, bro? You ain't got a better deal. You ain't got a better deal. You can't send him to Green Bay in this Aaron Rodgers deal, because the same reason he was asked for a trade was the head coach of the Green Bay Packers' brother coaching for the New York Jets. You ain't going to – look, you know, yeah, I pissed off your brother, so trade me to Green Bay so I can go play for the other brother. That wasn't going to work. So basically what Brown said is, what are you going to do here? You know, and look, if you had a better offer, you would have moved him by now. This is no doubt your best offer. So I'm taking my draft pick back. I am taking the young man off your hands. You now have 42, 43, and I'll be honest, the Packers probably don't want Jets players. They want to go pick their own players. So you don't want to give the 12th overall pick or 13, whatever it is, for Aaron Rodgers. So maybe 42 and 43 are where the Packers say, you know what, we're good. But for the Browns, and this is what I'm talking about, like, it was kind of like Andrew Berry went in, broke up with the Jets, and said, I'm sorry, you're all good. Oh, by the way, pick up this check, okay? And have a nice life. The Browns get – look, and we've talked about it. Yes, he is a foot speed guy. Yes, he can get vertical. Yes, he runs a 4-3-4. But with the Jets sweeps and the yard after catch ability, we've talked so much about having guys that can challenge the defense 52 yards wide in addition to 100 yards long. Guys like Elijah Moore can do this. It's crazy good footwork. It's crazy good run after the catch ability. A talented, talented young man. And when we said yesterday, you were not going to get a wide receiver close to a Jerry Jeudy at 42, I'm going to say it again. You were not going to get a wide receiver in this draft class close to the ability of Elijah Moore. And he's 1 year younger. And he's faster. And he's coming in with a chip on his shoulder. And 2 years, you're never giving any big money to him. He is going to make less than $4 million in the 2 years he is here. Yes, you're out of the second round. Guess what? They didn't draft early in the second round last year as well. So guess what? You know, you can go get one more big boy in here to play on the interior. That's about what I maybe see left here as far as free agency for the Browns. You go pound out. Probably an edge rusher, another D tackle with those first two picks in the draft. And then day three is, if you like it, you take it. If you don't, maybe move some picks on, because you're getting to the point here where draft picks for the Browns for this year might not be that essential. You've already re-signed three linebackers, G. Brought in another one. Maybe you need a safety. Greg Newsome maybe was involved in the Jerry Jeudy talks, which means he ain't going nowhere either. So the Browns don't have a ton of needs left to accomplish. And to put this kid in and to get him to be able to pick the brain of an Amari Cooper when he's got better ability. This isn't a knock on Amari Cooper. You guys are just better athletically. It is what it is. So now not only can he go sit there with Amari Cooper and say, all right, well, teach me something. You know, I've got all this, but I want to be better. Donovan is essentially the big boy receiver of the room now. I mean, and you still get 74. You've got 98. Well, who even knows if they draft the 74? They could drop that, you know, because we know Andrew. But just staying active, working it every single day. And this is a trade that has been in the works since the beginning of November. Browns were trying then, and the Jets balked at it. Again, who knows what they were thinking at the time? You know, who knows what the Browns were offering at the time? But you get in. You still have the same amount of draft capital you had to begin this entire day, and you bring a player like this into the fold, and now you can go with an 11 personnel of Nick Chubb, David Njoku, Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Donovan Peoples-Jones, or you can go to 10 personnel of Nick Chubb and then Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Donovan Peoples-Jones, David Bell, however you want to do it, you were putting and you were making a smart move here because, yes, you expect your $250 million investment to get it done, but you're a damn fool, G, at the end of the day, if you don't try to do everything you can to make sure that $250 million investment hits.
Yeah, that's what we was waiting on, man. You know, I made the analogy when I was doing a live stream about it is, you know, you didn't have bought the mansion. The mansion is $230 million worth, right? So there's no sense in you going to buy thrift store furniture. You might as well go ahead and put some good furniture in there. Like, I mean, you already going to pay the mortgage, and the Browns have already paid the price. They paid the picks. They've taken the PR hit. They, you know, the media is on them. So you might as well go all the way in. You might as well go ahead and do what it do. So when you get a guy like, you know, Deshaun Watson, now you need to start tooling up. It's an arms race, and I just think the Browns got a lot better today.
You look at some of the AFC North here in the inactivity, and, you know, meanwhile, Browns, defensive tackle, edge, safety, wide receiver, and just, you know, keep plugging them in, plugging them out. Look, the proof of the pudding is always on the field. And, you know, we've had these conversations before, and that's all well and good. But also you're bringing the guys cut from the right cloth, and, you know, sometimes that cannot be misunderstood. We're going to keep it going here. Jeff Lloyd, G. Bush. One more addition was made a little earlier today, and this one definitely obviously crucial to this team's success as well. Wherever you are looking for your Browns coverage, if you are not starting by being subscribed and having your notifications on to Locked On Browns on YouTube, y'all need to check yourself right now.
But I will say this. Hey, make sure you continue to follow us at GBush91. Make sure you follow at Jeff_LJ_Lloyd and follow at Locked On Browns on Twitter. This one, you know, this is kind of funny. This kind of went viral. I was on Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, right? And I was on there and I was like, you know what? I like Anthony Walker. I like him. But he got good leadership, but leadership ain't going to tackle nobody. I called him Captain Planet. And he actually retweeted it, right? All he did is smile and said, you know, kind of like, okay, I see what it is. And I was always telling somebody, man, listen, hey, never be afraid to come back and say, I changed my mind when you receive new information. Only a fool doubles down on things that you, when you get new information. And
never double down on dumb.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? When he left to go to Washington, it was almost like my girlfriend leaving. It was like, you know, my dependable, you know, person that I've been with a while that understands me and knows what I like, what I don't like. She understands some of my quirks. And Anthony Walker's like that. Anthony Walker knows his defense. He knows the city. He knows everything that goes on in an organization and how they tick. The crazy thing about it is when he went to Washington, I was like, I looked at the climate of linebackers. I looked around the industry. I looked around everywhere and I said, boy, Anthony Walker is better than anybody else they might be able to bring in here. And so when he went to Washington and he came back, I had to apologize. I said, man, you know what? Thank you for coming back, Anthony Walker. Shout out to you. And he goes, he puts on Twitter, he goes, it doesn't matter. Keep working hard. And it says in the word hashtag JAG. So touche, Mr. Walker. I'll probably deserve that one. But either or, I do want to say congratulations. Welcome back to Cleveland, because we're going to need you. We're going to need all of that, given the fact of where our linebacker core is right now. And I think, to be truthful, though, Jeff, I think he was excited to come back and play under Jim Shores and play in an opportunity where he saw the move they made at defensive tackle. He saw Tomlinson moves. He saw Hurst. He saw Hill. He saw young OG. He saw all those guys, young dudes. Like, he wants to – it's a certain thing. It's a certain vibe when you know you got playmakers playing on the left or right behind you. Like, you feel like you can make plays because the whole team can't afford to watch you. You know you got young guys and other guys out there that can really make some plays. So, it's all about synergy. And I think Anthony Walker, man, he made the right decision in coming back, because now I feel like there's not too many glaring holes, Jeff, especially since you really went after special teams players as well. I mean, they've addressed a ton. And I just think, you know, when we take a look at this move here, we're going to look back and say that was a pivotal one, because he's really going to have to be the guy that's going to call defense and get everything together.
Well, first things first, you know, look, you know, Anthony Walker has played for, you know, has played with, you know, Jacoby Brissett. So there's a relationship there. And, you know, hey, look, if it's maybe not going to work out here, you know, JB's my boy. We're tight. You know, if he's there, I can go down there. The other thing is, look, I'm a Florida kid. Obviously, you know, that part of, you know, Virginia where, look, Redskins are based in Virginia. Anybody thinks D.C., stop fooling yourselves. I'm a lot closer to where I'm from in Florida. I'm going to go take the visit. And but I can tell you this, and, you know, I'm not going to give a name, but there is a Browns linebacker, you know, I talk to from time to time. And there are times with Anthony Walker. And, you know, this is one of the things with Anthony Walker is, look, so many things go on in meetings and when coaches talk. And sometimes, would you see what I'm doing? This is why you didn't get it done. And the kid just sits there and goes, okay. And you want to know what? Anthony Walker, from this player, is the kind of guy that reaches out to you, hey, 90 minutes later, look, I understand that whole scenario was rough for you. But bottom line, it didn't look like you understood what coach was talking about. And basically, because he's been around football for so long, son of a coach, and said teammate responded, no, I don't really know. And Anthony Walker's the guy, all right, let me show you something here. Take a look at this. Fire this up. We're going to go through this together. I'm going to walk you through it. This, boom, right here. This is what he's talking about. Yeah, it was a whole lot of hooting and hollering, and it was 3 minutes of talk that could have been cut down to 20 seconds. And ain't no coach's fault, whatever. But he's the kind of guy, that is it. And is he the most talented guy on that defense when he's on the field? No. Is he probably most likely 95% of the time the most important? 100%. And I'll tell you right now, once that Thursday night game, and yes, the Browns were 2-1, beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the second Anthony Walker was done for the season is when the floodgates opened. And G could have ran for 250. I could have ran for 250.
Everybody was running for 250.
Because you didn't have the guy there who, and it's this, G, and you know the way it is with middle linebacker. Hey, and it, no, you're 6 inches back, yeah, too far back. You need to be 6 inches up. No. Shade to the outside. No. You shade to the no. Exactly. And he's out there moving 10 people around on every single rep. And it looks like a whole lot of crazy nonsense. But that's truly what it means when people say, oh, he's an extension of the coaching staff. And that is Anthony Walker in every sense of the word. And to play for any franchise for a third year in a row on a one-year deal, it shows one thing. That you're a really, really a good person and B, a really, really good teammate. Because look, you know, you get a lot of recruiting on, you know, hey, come join me, come meet me, Juan Thornhill, Nicole Harbin, da 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 da. But what did you see from Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah? What did you see from Greg Newsom? Need a walk back. Nothing flowers. I'll buy you dinner. I'll play with your kids. I'll let your dogs out if your wife go away. Need a walk back. It's not rhetoric. It's legit. And this team, they are a better football team with him. Ideally, is the plan for someone to basically come take his spot with better play? Yeah. But in order to do that, you better be lights out because his leadership means that much.
Yeah, getting lined up is a huge thing. Like, when you play defensive line, I played with linebackers who have been slow to get to play in. When they do get to play in, they're slow in delivering it. Sometimes they don't speak clearly. Sometimes, you know, it just basically they're not audibling to the right things. And sometimes they just can be the smartest person in the world but just can't tackle nobody. And so I was getting frustrated because people naturally perceive that defensive linemen, you know, stop the run solely or that the linebacker stopped the run solely. And what I try to explain to people is that these guys are locked at the hip. Everyone has a gap. And even if you're going to run a scheme and I leave my gap, somebody else has to come and replace my gap. So, you know, when we're looking at some of these things and some of the situations that have happened to defensives, people like Anthony Walker are very important because what they do is they can nullify some of those situations where people try to scheme you confused or they try to make you speed up your clock to get rid of the ball to fit and, you know, to kind of like feel this image, this pressure, right? So, you know, for me, I, like I said, I was like super excited that the Browns brought him back because I think now you can start bumping guys back down to their familiar places, right? You know, are you going to ask Taki Taki to play every single snap? No, he's not going to be every snap player. But if those guys, three guys, can kind of platoon, switch in and out, do some things, I think they can get a unique skill set from all three of them.
Look, it's a good day. And, you know, and I know everybody, you know, wants to get on Andrew Berry, you know, for what the on-field product and how the seasons have gone. But look, that ain't his gig, man. His gig is to make sure he can get as many dudes in the building that can get it done. You know, I know, you know, whether it's Berry and, you know, do you want to get on Steph? And yeah, there's been some unfortunate circumstances. Yeah, oh, that's true. But look, you got to go win some damn ball games. It's getting there. Right now, you sign one more free agent D tackle, you've got a starting defensive line. You've got a starting linebacker unit. You've got a starting secondary. You've got a starting offensive line. You've got your starting tight end set up. You've got your starting wide receivers. You got your quarterback. You got your running back. To have all that done, G, when this team used to do free agency, the draft, and then we'd wait till Labor Day weekend and say it'd be great if the Browns could maybe find a starting right guard, maybe a starting strong safety, and maybe a third defensive tackle this weekend in September. This stuff's all wrapped up now in a bow. Yeah, it's all wrapped up in a bow. You go BPA, you go best talent at a certain position that you think here now, and you are good to go. Elijah Moore is a New York Jet. Garrett Bush, Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on YouTube. Barbershop, Saturday morning, 8 to 12. Every Saturday, go in, get yourself trimmed up for the weekend. Look fine, it's getting to be spring. Get me in. If you ain't got a lady, you're going to need a lady, so you have to get yourself all cheaped up. So check that out. Make sure you're following at GBush91. Myself, Jeff Lloyd, at Jeff_LJ_Lloyd. For all your Browns coverage, make sure you are following and subscribed on YouTube to the Locked On Browns podcast. And ladies and gentlemen, with all that being said, this has been your daily delivery of all things Dog Pound. LGB on ELOB. Let's go, Browns.